Cool. Rolling. Guys, we have with us Mr. Jasprit Bumrah. Please put your phones on silent. We'll take one question at a time. Who won't go first?
Not a lot. I was just focusing on what my strengths are and what the wicket is, because the wicket was a little difficult to bat on. It's not easy to score heavily on this wicket, because to play big shots over this sluggish wicket was a little difficult. So I was just figuring out my options, what I should do, and I was trying to execute that.
What do you think Australia did different through the middle overs in your batting innings? Because run scoring suddenly seemed to stop, and just getting boundaries became completely different.
You know, it's a little different because once you know your target is a small target, so once you hit one boundary, then you don't need to take a lot of risks. I mean, we were batting first, so we were still figuring out what is the safe total. So I think that was a difference. Maybe they were rotating the strikes after hitting a boundary. So yeah, but in the end, it was a good match.
Yeah, but did you think Australia changed something up in the middle overs?
No, not.
What do you think could have been the total had it not been for the kind of short selection?
See, we almost pulled out this game as well, but on this wicket, around 140, 145 would have been a very good score, because as I told you, over here there was low bounce and it was difficult to hit big shots. So it's always difficult on these kind of wickets to chase totals.
Jasprit, thanks for the advancement.
No, but we were trying our best. We were just figuring out. He was just trying to take the game deep and trying to get us to a safe total, which he tried. And I think we were short by 15-20 runs, but still gave us a fighting total. We had something that we could fight on. So I think that was the plan which he was trying to execute.
Can you just through the highs and lows of that last over, with one out to go and whatever it was, 13 something required, did you feel like you were in a pretty good position?
See, it always goes both ways, because once you bowl a last over in a close game during that over, it is sometimes 50-50, because you try your best, you're always clear in your execution. Some days it works, some days it doesn't. So yeah, nothing to be worried about. Yes, we wanted to close the game in our favor, but it's okay. This happens, because as I told you, dead bowling is a little difficult in any situation.
Can you just talk a little bit about, I suppose, Pat Cummins' composure that he saw at you and also in the Australian summer?
He's known, as we saw in the Test series, that he batted well over there as well. So we always know that he can bat and he has the composure to bat. So yeah, he played well. He played an important, but he got an important boundary. So yeah, he's a pretty confident cricketer. He's backing all his skills. So yeah, very good for him.
And just sorry, one on Glenn Maxwell.
Maxi always in this format of the game plays with a lot of freedom. So in a shorter format, you've got a lot of freedom, you can express yourselves. And when you've got a smaller total like this, it was ideal for him. He was hitting one boundary and then he was trying to rotate the strikes. So he was clear in his he was clear about the plans he wanted to execute. He was going about it in that manner. So that was very good. We always knew before going into the game that what is our batting lineup, so we wanted everybody would have taken a little more responsibility, but this happens in the game of cricket. We were trying our best. We lost 2-3 wickets more than we wanted to. But yeah, we backed our team and we wanted to execute whatever we had.
I think the world here now we look really confident to be able to handle something exactly what you want to do. How do you feel as a team now about having such a good player back and in such a good frame of mind?
It's always good when we've got good competition in our team. We look the best batsman today, I feel, because he was playing with a lot of composure. He started off playing good shots and he was playing conventional shots. So yeah, it's very good when a player like him is back in form.
Thank you.
Thank you.